Bloomberg, the first word with Ken Pruitt.
David Bloom, global head of currency strategy at HSBC Holdings in London. David, good morning.
Good morning to you.
All the optimism driving markets higher around the world, is there one single cause or is it just a combination of things?
Well, it seems to be one single cause is this idea, which appeared in one Italian newspaper, that the IMF may extend a $600 billion loan towards Italy. Other news services have said this is not credible at all, but after being smashed last week, it's a bit of a smile-on day, and the euro is doing better. Even things are so good. Even Italian bond yields are a little bit lower this morning, so everyone's in tickety-boo mood after a dreary couple of weeks.
Well, we do have a comment from Mark Chandler at Brown Brothers Harriman saying the IMF just simply doesn't have that kind of money.
Mark's got a very good point there, but it's just you can see obviously the market, what generally happens is the market pushes things too far, too fast, got super uber bearish, to use a German phrase, last week, and just probably a little bit scared. We've got the Eurogroup meeting tomorrow to approve the detailed EFSF. We've got an ECOFIN meeting on Wednesday. And perhaps they're thinking of modifying the treaty with the EU Council meeting on the 8th and 9th of December. So there are meetings lined up, and if the Europeans really want to get their act together, they've got the opportunity. And I think the market's just a bit fearful that they could actually get something done here.
Well, that phrase you used, if they want to get their act together, do they?
I think they do, but the question is how do they do it and what mechanism? And this is what's going on. I think from a macro point of view, Germany and France have given us the resolve that they want to keep the euro. But on the micro detail, how they go about it, this is what the market keeps questioning, keeps challenging them on. But ultimately, I think Europe will find its way, and I do not believe the euro is about to break up.
We have Italy government securities over that 7% level, the level that triggered bailouts for Portugal and Ireland and Greece. Does Italy get a bailout or is it just too big?
Well, this is a fantastic question. I mean, Italy is a very big economy. It's the size of the UK. It's the size of France. It is absolutely enormous. Yes, it can get help. But at the end of the day, the market has to believe in the resolve to get things done, to make things right, to have austerity. It's not an easy task. Nobody can really, I think Mark's got a very good point there. Nobody's big enough to write a check for Italy. The market has to believe.
Well, you know, it seems a part of the problem all along here has been lack of leadership. Is that your conclusion too?
No, not really. You must remember that it's called a democracy. So if someone comes up with a plan, somebody else will reject it or accept it. And that's how it goes. I mean, there are a lot of countries involved. And there's no benevolent dictator to say how things should be or shouldn't be. And that's the problem. Markets want to hear definite solutions, but politicians work in a democracy. When one person says something, another one's allowed to say, I don't agree. And that doesn't suit markets at the moment to have that kind of lively debate. What we want is solutions, not debate. But the democratic process works that way, and the wheels turn slowly. So I think it'll take time. This is an issue that is not going to be resolved. There is no magic bullet. Nothing's going to be done soon.
Well, in the meantime, what happens to the euro?
Well, I think the euro just holds up and trades a bit soggy. But don't forget, fair value in the euro is 125. It's trading roughly at 133.70 this morning. So it's still well above fair value. And the question is, if this is such a disaster in Europe, why is the euro still trading well above fair value against the dollar? And the answer is the U.S. has its problems of its own, and currencies are a relative concept. If we were back in the golden days of the NASDAQ bubble going on, you know, the euro traded back down to about 78 and was a real crisis. But now it's a relative concept because the market doesn't really like anything it sees.
Does Europe go into recession, or are they there already?
Yes, I think your latter point, your self-correction was exactly right. I think Europe is heading down to recession, practically already in recession. But the question is, once it gets into recession, it means the ECB's inflation target will be undershot. Once the ECB thinks inflation will undershoot, then it can be more activist, can be more aggressive, it can change its policies. So perhaps it's the pain that we need in order for the ECB to come out and be more aggressive, perhaps do some more aggressive bond buying.
David Bloom, head of currency strategy at HSBC Holdings.
Listen to Bloomberg The First Word weekday mornings at 5 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM satellite radio channel 113. Copyright 2011 Bloomberg LP.